Well, the Atlantic Boys and Girls Cross Country teams are preparing for their home meet tonight at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Racing gets underway at 4 o'clock with the middle school girls race first. The final of the six races is set to begin at 6 o'clock. Spectators should enter on 22nd Street and park in the driving range. The start and finish area will be near the parking area at hole number 10 at the tee box area. About 900 runners are expected to take part in that meet. 28 varsity teams will be in action tonight. In the girls' varsity race, the 3A 7th-ranked Dallas Center Grimes and 3A 12th-ranked Denison will be the team favorites. Harlan, Glenwood, and Shenandoah Essex are some of the expected top challenging teams. Individually, Lexi Smith of Dallas Center Grimes will be one of the favorites to win the race. Tiffany Williams of Atlantic, Ellie Mendlick of Denison, and Kai Madsen of Lewis Central are all expected to challenge for the top spot. The girls' race will feature about 160 or more runners. In the boys' varsity race, 3A 4th-ranked Dallas Center Grimes is a slight team favorite with Class 3A 6th-ranked Harlan, Class 3A 13th-ranked Winterset, and Thomas Jefferson, some of the top contenders. Individually, Cooper McDermott of Creston and Brendan O'Brien of Lewis Central are expected to battle for the win, with John Dahlheimer of Thomas Jefferson and Curtis Harriman of Winterset expected to compete up front. Now, the meet will also feature a co-ed trophy, and Dallas Center Grimes will be a large favorite to win that, with Harlan, Shenandoah, Winterset, Lewis Central, and Atlantic also expected to have good showings in both races combined tonight. That action at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Well, the Chicago Cubs are coming to St. Louis. Jake Arrieta, Dexter Fowler, and Kyle Schwarber carried the Cubs to a 4-0 shutout over Pittsburgh in the National League wildcard game last night, setting up a division series against the Cardinals. Chicago had dropped 9 straight playoff games since Game 4 of the 2003 National League Championship Series. Arrieta continued his string of outrageously good starts by tossing a 4-hitter that included 11 strikeouts. It was the second complete game by a Cubs pitcher in a postseason game since the 1945 World Series and the first since Mark Pryor did it against Atlanta in the 2003 Division Series. Claude Passeau was the last Cub to toss a postseason shutout, doing it in Game 3 of the 1945 Fall Classic. Arrieta ended the regular season, winning his last 11 decisions and compiled a .41 ERA over the final 2 months. Fowler led off the game with a single and stole second before scoring on Schwarber's single. Schwarber then added a 2-run bomb that scored Fowler in the third inning, and Fowler launched a solo shot that put the Cubs up 4-0 in the fifth. Each run came against Pirates ace Gerrit Cole, who surrendered 6 hits in 5 innings. Tempers flared some in the seventh inning after Pirates reliever Tony Watson drilled Arrieta in the left side with a fastball. Arrieta and Watson exchanged words near home plate, causing the bullpens and the benches to mill about the infield for a few moments. The only punches thrown were by Pirates first baseman Sean Rodriguez. He beat the dickens out of a drink cooler in the dugout. Arrieta hit 2 Pirates earlier in the game, although neither appeared to be intentional. Game 1 of the Division Series will be Friday at Busch Stadium. Now, coming up tonight, or today, the American League Division playoffs begin with games in Kansas City and Toronto. The Blue Jays will host the Rangers this afternoon with 18-game winner David Price going for the home team against Yovani Gallardo. The Jays won the AL East title. The Rangers finished first in the AL West. The night game has the Royals entertaining the Astros, who advanced to the American League Division Series with a 3-0 win over the Yankees in Tuesday's wildcard game. The Royals have announced that they'll start Yordano Ventura. Houston's 19-game winner Colin McHugh will take the mound for the Astros tonight. Well, John Lackey gets the start in Game 1 of the National League Division Series for the Cardinals on Friday at the beginning of a 2-hour workout for the National League Central champs on Tuesday. Manager Mike Matheny said he was not ready to announce the rest of his playoff rotation or his roster. Matheny said he'll likely reveal the roster after a workout today. The 36-year-old Lackey went 9-4 with a 1.93 ERA and 17 home starts. Overall, he was 13-10 with a 2.77 earned run average, the first sub-3 ERA of his big league career. Matheny has Jaime Garcia, Lance Lynn, and Michael Wacha for games 2, 3, and 4 in some order. Wacha could be pushed back after going 2-3 with a 7.88 earned run average in 5 September starts. On college football news, University of South Carolina officials have decided to move Saturday's scheduled football game against LSU to Baton Rouge due to massive flooding in the Columbia area. School officials wanted to keep the game in Columbia, but now they say that law enforcement that would be needed to direct traffic and keep Williams-Brice Stadium safe are needed elsewhere in the area to help clean up from the massive flooding. The game time has not yet been announced. Are you going to see more NFL games played overseas? The owners have approved more international games through 2025, including ones in places other than England. An agreement to stage games in the United Kingdom through 2016 not only was extended at the fall meetings, but other nations like Mexico, Germany, and Canada will be considered for international games. The league is also looking at moving the Pro Bowl to international sites. Brazil has expressed interest in the All-Star game, and Mark Waller, a vice president with the league, says Australia and Asia also were potential sites. Also, Commissioner Roger Goodell expects league owners to vote on franchise relocation to Los Angeles in a few months. The current timetable calls for submission of applications to relocate in January, when the owners could vote. Steelers president Art Rooney says he doesn't envision the timetable being changed, noting that St. Louis, Oakland, and San Diego are still putting together their proposals to keep their teams. In other NFL news, the Buffalo Bills have signed veteran kicker Billy Cundiff to replace replace Jordan Gay, who was released after handling kickoff duties. Cundiff's arrival poses a threat to veteran kicker Dan Carpenter, who has been erratic since the start of the preseason while nursing assorted injuries. He's missed 2 of 7 field goal attempts, including a 30-yarder in a 24-10 loss to the New York Giants on Sunday. Well, the Iowa basketball team will be a mix of veterans and newcomers this season. Aaron White is gone from last year's team that finished third in the Big Ten and made it to the second round of the NCAA tournament. But several familiar faces are back on a roster that includes 6 seniors.
We've got experience, got 4 starters back. You know, I almost consider Clemens a starter because he started half the time, so maybe we have 5. But after that, there's very little experience. And, you know, that would be a concern to anybody. But I do like the group. I do like the chemistry. I think the guys, you know, having gotten here in June, you know, they've locked into trying to learn what we're doing.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who considers this a different team and a new challenge.
And can we get to the point where we have a team that's capable of playing in the NCAA tournament? It's great that we got there. It's great that we won a game. But you just, you know, consistently want to try to get better and improve from there, and as we all know, that's very difficult.
McCaffrey says while happy with the progress of the program, they are not satisfied with back-to-back trips to the NCAA tournament.
You know, you have to remain humble and hungry, especially in this league, because whoever finished behind you last year does not expect to finish behind you this year, and they're going to put time and money into improving their lot and trying to be one of the 8 teams that's in and not one of the 6 teams that's out.
Hawkeyes will open up their season at home on November 13th against Gardner-Webb. And the National Hockey League season got underway last night. The Chicago Blackhawks raised their 3rd Stanley Cup banner in 5 years before they were reminded that they aren't invincible. Henrik Lundqvist turned back 32 shots, and the New York Rangers scored 3 times in the first period as they beat the Blackhawks 3-2 last night. Elsewhere on the ice, Max Pacioretty scored twice. The Montreal Canadiens beat Toronto 3-1. Joe Pavelski had a goal and 2 assists as San Jose grabbed a 5-1 rout of the Kings in Los Angeles. And the Vancouver Canucks gave road teams a 4-0 record on opening night as Daniel Sedin had a goal and 2 assists in a 5-1 Vancouver win at Calgary. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.